Hey guys, Will Durst here with a few choice words about the Trans-Pacific Partnership, a trade pact upon which many people have strong opinions. Problem is, no one knows what's in the 30-chapter 12-nation agreement. The public hasn't been allowed to see its contents. Ultra, hyper, super secret, almost as classified as Taylor Swift's cell phone number. Though 500 corporate lawyers have worked on it, not even members of Congress have gotten a copy. No sense in riling up the kiddies prematurely, but in the spirit of the pact itself, utilizing a series of bribes and extortion, we here at Dursco are proud to be able to reveal some of the covenant clauses a month early. In an effort to eliminate child labor abuse, Malaysia will no longer grant adult status to anyone able to smoke cigarettes. Now they have to light them as well. Brunei promises to no longer pretend to be a real country until their population reaches 1 million. Canada doesn't have to do anything except be their cuddly selves and stay out of the way of the big boys. New Zealand will stop it with that whole damn lamb thing. The TTP requires Vietnam to pay workers the minimum equivalent of 20 U.S. cents an hour without benefits, 10 cents with. The USA must compile a list of radical environmentalists who will be restricted from annoying other member nations with chants and slogans. Attempting to combat overfishing, Japan agrees to ban all drift nets more than a mile long. Peru pledges to conceive a new word for monopoly that can be utilized by member nations to placate local unions. Singapore will be forced to legalize chewing gum, and all hell is going to break loose. Because of its long experience with cartels, Mexico will be in charge of the dispute resolution tribunals. Chile will be encouraged to change its name to something that inspires fewer jokes. And finally, Australia shall henceforth be required to stop living in the 1970s. For Will Durst.com, I'm Will Durst.